A person who suffers from chronic homelessness has been homeless longer than a year or has had four episodes of homelessness over a period of 3 years. That person also has a debilitating condition like mental illness, including alcoholism and drug addiction. Those belonging to this group make up 3% of Utah's overall homeless population.
Anyone that fits into that is who we're really targeting.
Gordon Walker is director of Utah's Housing and Community Development Division. He says although the chronically homeless are a small part of the homeless population, they are the most expensive and most difficult population to deal with. In 2005, Utah established a 10-year plan to end chronic homelessness in the state. Walker says that reality began with a new philosophy.
It used to be that homeless individuals were asked to change their lives, and then they would be eligible for housing. And what we did is we said, hey, our problem is homelessness. Put people into housing. Then we provide them with help and support so that they can change their lives if they want to.
Nathan Stapley is a housing case manager for the Road Home Homeless Shelter. He says the current system for combating homelessness in Utah is a good one, but medical outreach is an area that needs work.
Ask anybody that's on the streets, when you're really sick, where do they end up is the ER. And that's one of the biggest issues that I'd like to see it addressed more is how can we get, you know, doctors and nurses out to this population?
The number of people in Utah suffering from chronic homelessness has shrunk from about 1,900 in 2005 when the state began its 10-year plan to fewer than 300 now. Whitney Evans, KUER News.